we had one more to cover. Actually, he could give 100 more. However, I thought I would say something in closing on what the little flower, St. Therese of Lisieux, her short life, born 1873, and I, when? Eighteen. What year is this?
97, 100 years.
Thanks. So, this is the first centennial, 100th anniversary of her death. She died in 1897. Her mother died, and Therese was still a young child. She entered the Carmelite order at the age of 15, and she became director of novices in 1895. This young Carmelite was remarkable for humility, simplicity, piety, and patience in enduring the acute physical suffering caused by her pulmonary hemorrhages. I tell people, little flower died in the practice of obedience. Her superiors were too late in finding out that she was terminally ill. Humanly speaking, they should have given her medical care well long before they did. There is one of her published writings that has been translated into all modern languages. We know what that book is, the story of her life. I would say all modern languages. By the way, would you know whether there was a copy in Hindi? There is. Very good. And Pope Pius XI had a great devotion to her long before he became Pope. He canonized her in 1925, and that was shortly after he began his pontificate. As he said, I'm quoting Pius XI, "The deepest need in the modern world is the humility of the spiritual childhood manifested by the little flower." And that is why the present Holy Father, as we know, declared her to be, you can imagine, a girl who entered the convent at the age of 15. Needless to say, she is the youngest doctor or doctoress of the Church because of her deep understanding of what the Holy Father calls her special gift. And what Christ says, remember, is a condition for entering heaven. What's that condition? Becoming like a child. In her autobiography, St. Therese is so clear in expressing her thoughts that the reader honestly feels that it is a conversation with her personally. one episode, call it one story, that she describes took place when she was with her father and sister Celine, visiting the holy house of Loretto. As we know, this is a house that tradition tells us Holy Family lived in. Remember? The Loretto and sisters. My first homily that I gave, I think I told you, that was in the novitiate, was on remember your last end, don't ever sin. Don't forget that. But my first homily, after my first vows, was on the Holy House of Loretto. I spent months researching, and I would dare anyone to question if that house is the house of the Holy Family. It is the house. I can prove it. Told my Jesuits for 40 minutes during the lunch meal, talked about the Holy House of Loretto. A priest in Loretto was preparing to offer Mass in the Holy House. There, Therese expressed the joy she experienced at being once again in our Lord's presence, and the joy she experienced in receiving Him. She says, it was a totally heavenly experience, which words cannot express. And what shall our happiness be when we receive communion in the eternal abode of the King of Heaven? Of course, she knew it was not going to be the Holy Eucharist as we receive it now. It will be Jesus Christ uniting Himself with us so closely that our present experience on earth of the Holy Eucharist is meant to be a foretaste. Then we shall see our joy never coming to an end, no longer any sadness, and no longer necessary to have some souvenir to dig fervently in the walls sanctified by His divine presence, for His home will be ours for all eternity. Now, some quotations. The best means to teach perfection better, the best means to reach perfection, is to Holy Communion, received frequently. And this is proved to those who practice it. Now, sisters, as I'm sure you know, we did not even go into that subject for about 250 years. I mentioned the Jansenists. Jansenius was a bishop. A bishop in France in the Diocese of Ypres. Y-P-R-E-S. And this bishop was a heretic. For years, he was a Calvinist in disguise. Well, among the things that he taught